Here's a thought I'll title, The Missing Stories. You know, as much as we photographers probably don't want to admit it, our photographs do benefit a little bit when there's some context, some text, some verbal addition, at the very least a title. At least it's been my experience when I look at photographers' work, they always talk about it. No one just lets me look through a pile of prints with no comment whatsoever. There's some sort of a running dialogue that tells me where they were and what the trip was and what camera they used and why they chose to make this image and how it was processed and etc. It goes on and on. And it seems to me that if our photographs don't need any of that, then maybe silence is the best approach. But it's the one that's almost never taken. Even on a gallery wall, where there isn't the photographer there to talk about the work or to explain the work or whatever, there's something that goes with it. At the very least, a signature and maybe an edition number, often a title, a location, a date, a price. In most gallery exhibitions, you'll find an introductory artist statement, sometimes an entire book that's available to go with the exhibition as a sort of catalog of the images that are on display. Evidently, story is a big deal in photography, but one we kind of don't like to talk about. A reality about the presentation of images that we just as soon not acknowledge, because supposedly photographs don't need any of that. Although, if there wasn't a title, Migrant Mother, I'm not sure that image would be quite as meaningful to us. And I just picked that one off the top of my head. I could probably say the same thing about every picture I've ever seen. There is usually some story that goes with it. Well, if that's the case, then that's something we photographers are in control of, or should be in control of, and craft with as much delicacy and as much sensitivity as we do our images. Whether it's a simple title, or a paragraph, or a placard next to the image on the wall, or the way you talk about your work when you do a presentation to your local camera club, all of that contributes to how people will think about your photographs. And it seems to me that a little verbiage about what we're attempting to do can go a long way toward building a bridge between the viewer and the photograph we're exhibiting, or the book we're promoting, or the PDF or whatever. Next time you're together with a group of photographers, peers, or your photo group or whatever, pay attention to how much the story influences how you think about the images you're seeing, and you'll realize just exactly how important this story is and what's missing in terms of understanding the work when the story also is missing.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.